Hello, and welcome to this episode of Life Swing Style. Today, we shall be exploring the vocabulary and use of language within the swinging lifestyle, alongside the importance of communication. Settle down, open your ears, and join me as we discover and explore together, because sharing is caring. Four, flower, bear, unicorn, tit, fuck. Words are odd things. The use of language is one of those things that makes us human. It helps our thoughts to be varied and complex. We can describe the past or imagine the future, share our beliefs, all our human thoughts. Words help us share information and communicate our emotions. It creates this social world in which we live. It's the most powerful tool we have to tie in all that defines humanity. An intricate network of sounds coming from our mouths, creating a language to define all that is social, political, cultural, and relationships within a society. So, four, flower, bear, unicorn, tit, fuck. What am I talking about? A number, a baking ingredient, an animal, a bird. The noises coming out of my mouth create responses in your brain to communicate different things. A unicorn, a mythical creature, an abstract imagining, and yet also a noun to depict a single bisexual female. When you hear the word fuck, is it to refer to something unpleasant? Oh fuck. An instruction? Fuck off. Or an action of pleasure? Fuck me. How we say the words can also carry different meanings. Fuck me, or fuck me. When we communicate to others, these little noises hitting your eardrums means I can communicate ideas to you, but an action, words, and language itself aren't always perfect. Sometimes things and ideas are lost in translation from one sexy pair of lips to another's ears. Consent is a key word in the lifestyle. On every club tour we give to both newbies and seasoned swingers, we'll go through the importance of consent over and over again. You'll come across adverts for various lifestyle resorts or events, listen to podcasters or read up on various lifestyle forums, and consent or consenting adults is highlighted as an underlying concept. Consent is a dynamic term. It's often viewed as different things to different people. Consent means something different within the kink community to the swinger community, for example. There are terms such as assumed consent or consensual non-consent. Consent is seen as a fundamental aspect of the lifestyle, but rarely have I ever come across an actual explanation of what consent means. We have no need to discuss important factors when it comes to consent here. Obvious factors such as rape or including that consent cannot be given from those under a certain age, mental ability or under intoxicating substances, all of these are a given. Instead, let's look at what consent is when it's applied purely to a lifestyle encounter or environment, and what it may mean to all those consenting adults. What does consent mean for different environments? At an organised house party or gangbang, a private glory hole or a dogging site, it may mean assumed consent is already given from participants for acts such as penetration or oral sex. Swinger clubs all have different rules and etiquette, from dress down policies, which is consenting to be naked after a certain time or in a certain area, to full play being allowed only in certain areas. Usually, the common theme is the no means no approach, which broadly means that if someone touches without prior informed consent, then a verbal no thank you should suffice. Kink venues and dungeons also have various differing definitions and protocol behind consent, which are exceptionally detailed and often incorporate pre-disclosed contracts. So already, we have differing approaches to what consent means where. In the UK, the general definition of sexual consent is very explicit. The NHS sees consent as being that someone consents to vaginal, anal, or oral penetration only if he or she agrees by choice to that penetration and has the freedom and capacity to make that choice. Consent to sexual activity may be given to one sort of sexual activity but not another, for example, to vaginal but not anal sex, or penetration with conditions such as wearing a condom. Consent can be withdrawn at any time during sexual activity and each time activity occurs. Okay, that's very broad and really only refers to full sexual intercourse. In the lifestyle, consent may cover a whole myriad of activities, from being watched to having sex, to touching others, to engaging in kink practices or BDSM. Vaginal, anal and oral sex are literally, excuse the pun, the tip. In most lifestyle venues, such as swingers clubs, it is fairly common practice to ask before touching, but not everyone does. And some people see touching itself as having different degrees of meaning. What is touching? A touch on the shoulder to non-verbally communicate you'd like to join in a gangbang? Touching a leg without explicit permission? A heavy-handed slap on the arse? A dick slapping a face? These are all skin-on-skin actions, and yet will have different interpretations as to what is doing what to who when. I've been in a large gangbang or two in my time, a sea of naked strangers with their hungry cocks out, and yet I can look across the room to see someone I'd rather not be there or want to touch me. Culturally, consent to touch appears to be different too. As a club, we have many international members, and their way of expressing sexual interest or even affection isn't what a resident of the British Isles may consider appropriate. Communication to obtain consent for a sexual act isn't always verbal. It could be a smile, a nod, a moan with eyes closed. It's important to remember that consent is always ongoing, that it can be withdrawn at any time for any or no reason. Canadians go even further with their definition of consent. To them, consent means the voluntary agreement of the complainant to engage in sexual activity, without abuse or exploitation of trust, power or authority, coercion or threats. Again, on paper it seems fairly explicit, but in the lifestyle, what if a partner has been coerced into a situation by their own partner for a threesome? For kinksters and those in a sub-dom dynamic, wouldn't that be a bit difficult if one partner has given authority over to the other? Coercion to gain consent is interesting. I'm terrified of roller coasters at theme parks. I have to be coerced into one. On the vast majority of visits to theme parks, I can get away with standing waiting for those I'd gone with. But not always. I cannot communicate my fears accurately. My panic attacks are dismissed as playful teasers. Peer pressure is a powerful thing. Shaking limbs with mild panic attack symptoms coming in as I climb the ever higher steps. And yes, I have a very serious fear of heights. Heart beating because I can picture my very near death experience Final Destination style. I can barely control my arms and my legs as I step onto the godforsaken contraption. I am shaking. I close my eyes and it begins. A terrifying ascent into death with me whispering a few Hail Marys to myself, and then I'm screaming. Terror gives way to excitement, and I enjoy the final few moments before the ride comes to a halt. The adrenaline is pumping and elation is everywhere, but I didn't want to consent in the first instance. What of those lifestyle partners who are almost dragged into the lifestyle event? Those who would rather be anywhere else on earth? Those who have given no consent to go, but didn't communicate that they felt that way? Four, flower, bear, unicorn, tit, fuck. Different words may perhaps have different meanings in different contexts. No means no, and yes means yes. But are we always sure that the words mean what they mean? There are some ways for us to understand consent, either as an individual or with a willing partner or a group. Knowing exactly what and how much you are agreeing to, expressing your intent to participate, and deciding freely and voluntarily to participate. Words aren't needed for any of those, and yet that amazing human brain is fully conscious of the situation. That focused eye contact, the spontaneous, delicious kiss, and an instinctive grasp of a hand. All of these things can happen without a word being said, and consent being explicit throughout. So what of the unicorns? My friends told me I could never milk a unicorn. After searching for many years, I finally found one and milked it. It was legendary. The phrase unicorn within the lifestyle generally means a single bi female, so-called because they are apparently rare. However, they are a lot more common than some may think. You just need to know where to find them. Referring to someone as a unicorn may also mean you may never get to meet one. Many couples start their journey into the lifestyle seeking the FMF encounter. FMF means a female, male, female threesome, generally where sexual attention is primarily given to the male. However, unlike the legendary mythical beast, lifestyle unicorns aren't generally hunting for virgins. And the new, eager, inexperienced couples seeking the unicorn fantasy may struggle with the communication needed to discover one. Unicorns are real, and they prefer to be more than just a fantasy. They are looking to be ridden, not just to be an extra in someone's moist reveries. So while the FMF fantasy may be on hold for some, other acronyms in the lifestyle are plentiful. There's a large difference between a MMF and a MFM, for example. That's a two male, one female threesome. Who's in the middle depends on where the letter is placed, whether it's a bisexual encounter or not. The language of the lifestyle, from swingers to kinksters to the polyamorous, all have their secret codes to depict what it is they are seeking and how they prefer to play. Such words within subcultures tend to follow trends. We don't hear much of mods or rockers or dandies or new romantics anymore. The same goes for the lifestyle. What may be current common trends in the lifestyle may have different meanings or fall out of favour as trends change. While the terms such as BBC was once acceptable in the lifestyle thanks to porn categories, it is slowly falling out of favour to match the political and cultural climate. Monogamish, polyunsaturated, hot wife, vanilla, bull, full swap, parallel play, puppy play, BBW, vixen, all terms that have various meanings within the lifestyle. But like any subculture, trending words will fall in and out of favour and will be commonplace in certain circles and venues. You may hear words and terms in a club in the USA, but wouldn't be widely used in a club in the UK. The danger with using colloquial terms within any subculture is that they are fairly exclusive. Newbies coming into the lifestyle may not understand all the words and phrases in use at any one time. There's also the danger of miscommunication. CBT may mean cognitive behaviour therapy or cock and ball torture. It just depends on whom you are talking to. For flower, bear, unicorn, tit, fup. Communication of one idea may be lost in translation, which is why expressing our sexual desires and kinks may not be as simple as it first appears. Using inexplicit language to obtain consent from another may not always obtain the desired effect. It's worth thinking about the next time you chat to people online or in a lifestyle venue. It's worth being clear in your communication. If you can't say what you can't mean what you say. For flower, bear, unicorn, tit, fuck. Words are odd things indeed. They make us human. And one of the huge defying aspects of humanity is the expression of sexuality. All the wonderful things in the lifestyle described through various noises, expressed through lips and letters marked on a page. And yet, describing an orgasm isn't having an orgasm. Explaining a threesome isn't feeling the flesh of many limbs. Sometimes words are just words, meaningless noises without feeling or emotion, Although, sometimes, a good fuck sounds just right.